Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
So what we'd like to do is, want to have a chat about, we've got October the 19th coming up, and that's when the government will announce what the restrictions are. What do you think, Simon, just briefly, because we'll just take a couple of minutes of your time, what do you want to see on October 19th? What do you want to see?
What do I want or what do I expect?
What do you expect?
I expect a lot less than I want. I think the recent numbers are going to give the Chief Health Officer and the government in general cause for concern. I think that their target of five average daily infections and five mystery cases over a fortnight will not be reached even closely. I saw an article that said we've got about a 50% chance or less of reaching those targets. And I think, therefore, they will not ease restrictions as much as they've previously indicated they will.
And you'd like, obviously, the restrictions to pretty much change to what we...
I think we all do.
Yeah.
No one likes being locked up at home.
Well, sometimes.
Okay, there are people... I know people who are pleased that they're locked up at home and have a ready-made excuse not to socialise.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of them.
Okay.
Look, I'm the same as you, to be quite honest. But I'm almost beginning to enjoy this sort of stay-home caper. The pressure's off, you know. We don't need to go out to bars or places that I don't want to go to and...
It's very easy to refuse an invitation because you can't accept them.
Well, I'm almost beginning to enjoy it. Am I turning into an introvert, perhaps?
Maybe you always were and this is just revealing it.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh. That's all my disc profile says.
Just one other question, Simon. In terms of, you know, what are you most looking forward to be able to do after October 19 or sometime after that? What is the thing that you're most looking forward to being able to do again?
Honestly, I'm surprised after this time my expectations now are so low. Previously I would have said different things, but these days I just want to go shopping.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm over shopping.
No, I just want to go into a shop. I want to go into a shopping centre. I want to see crowds of people.
Yeah.
No, I'm over shopping.
There you go.
Macca, I want to have people around.
I know.
I want to cook a big meal and have lots of people around and lots of wine. And
I'm with you, Tass. You know, the big old dinner party would be
hang
lovely.
Hang out, you know, just hang out and
chat.
Yep, yep. And allow people to come and go as they wish, you know.
You know what I found really interesting, Simon, is, as you know, I've got a greyhound patch. When I walk patch now, I make a point. Anyone you see walking along the footpath, you know, you keep a respectable distance or someone with another dog, you say hello, but I go, g'day. And initially at the start of this, people were, oh, my God, someone spoke to me in the street. You know, they were shocked. Now, people, oh, yes, hi, how are you? You know, they keep going. But, you know, I find that really interesting that previously when you would do that, people looked at you as like you had, you know, something on your head that shouldn't have been there.
I have had different reactions. I don't say or verbalise hello or g'day, but I do make an effort to nod to people as I walk past them. And I have some people just look at me blankly and keep walking.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, Simon, that you do need to nod because people can't see your face.
Exactly.
They can see your eyes, but you actually need to use a range of other non-verbal cues to engage and communicate with people as you are walking. I'm finding, you know, the days when you used to walk past people and you could see their smile, or they would, you know, give you a smirk of some sort and you knew there was a connection. You can do that with eyes.
Yeah.
But it's actually a little bit more challenging and you do need some additional cues.
Well, I tell you what, Simon, when we can have larger gatherings, we're going to make sure that we actually have a SatMag little barbecue, which Gordon comes along to, our podcaster, and as our newsreader, we will make sure that you get an invite as well. That'll be next year sometime, I suspect.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'd love to come. I've missed being in the studio. I haven't seen the studio all year.
Yes, yes. And message from Mark Adams, Tass. Mark is free for all your at-home disco party dinners.
I don't know about disco, but certainly dinner parties, yes, we'll do those.
Well, you know what you'll get is you get Ian and Tass fighting about what music's to go on.
But you do know it's going to be a great leg of lamb, though, whichever way it goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it'll be done in the Weaver.
And we had a rack of lamb last night for dinner.
And did you follow my instructions?
I did.
And how was it?
It was very good.
There you go.
But, you know, lamb has a lot of fat.
So,
but that's what makes it taste so good. Yes.
The house smells.
Oh, even it's delicious.
12 hours later, it smells.
Oh well,
I've got to get some more outdoor cooking areas sorted. I think.
Can you have a quick rundown? Who's coming up in the second hour, guys?
Okay, so coming up shortly. And look, thanks for that, Simon. Just wanted to get your view on that, and you know, and what you were thinking.
My pleasure.
And we appreciate you being our regular newsreader. It's great to have that regularity. So shortly, Lawrence Gibbons, publisher of Star Observer. We're going to talk about Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett and the Australian Christian Lobby's survey, or perhaps I might call it their digital version of dog whistling. And interesting little fact about Amy Coney Barrett. We had a message from a listener. The religious group that she's a part of, actually, and I'm not a big follower of The Handmaid's Tale. My partner is, and I think you've watched it, Tass, haven't you?
I have. Very disturbing.
Amy Coney
Barrett, think it reflects what's happening over in the US at the moment.
You know, is a handmaiden, but she didn't disclose that in her Senate confirmation. The information she provided on her history. Following that, Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation. Always a really interesting discussion with Misha. So before we go to break, Tass, I know you're looking forward to, you know, having people for dinner and, you know, perhaps going to some different shops that you haven't been to before.
I'm not that excited about shops, Macca. I'm not that excited about shops or restaurants or bars.
Well,
or
there's
that
a couple
sort
of markets
anymore
that you like to go to that you can't because of the distance. So I think some of those will be on the list.
Yeah, perhaps.
But yeah, it's more about, you know, getting engaging with small groups and groups of people again for you.
Look,
isn't
we've
it?
Got a couple of interesting messages here, Macca. I mean, there's one from Alistair from Dalesford. Good to hear the people from rural Victoria are listening to us. And Alistair says that what they're hearing from their colleagues in New South Wales is that people are reluctant and resistant to return back to the office, even part-time. And he suspects that that might be the case here in Melbourne as well. We've got a message also from Graham from Brunswick who says that they are completely and utterly, absolutely over it. Come the 19th, they want substantial easing. If it doesn't occur, they're ready to join the revolting classes.
We can move to Queensland with Karen.
Graham, be careful, be careful, be careful.
Yes, that's right.
These are very, very strange and difficult times. And yes, we all want to return, life to return back to normal. But guess what? Till there is a vaccine, we will not. And that may be years away, Macca, years.
And even if it is, we may not. It will be the people that are most at risk that will, I suspect, be the first recipients of that.
Well, the first recipients are going to have to be those who are most vulnerable and at the same time, those who care for those who are most vulnerable. Yep. So I suspect healthcare workers, health and community care workers, will be top of that list, Macca.
And another message here, and I agree with this, I want to go and see a film and go to the National Gallery of Victoria, especially there's a new queer exhibition scheduled for next year. And actually, we'll get the NGV. We'll ask Fiona to get hold of Tony Elwood to come and talk to us about that exhibition.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe even the curator of that show,
yeah,
because that'd be interesting.
Tony's good too, and the curator. So we do appreciate your messages.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.